Yaakov, Duna.
Discuss tonight in Mitzvah Shem Lalochus of standing up during Tefillah on the Yom Neroim, right around during the year Chazos Hashatz and Befrat B'Yom Neroim. Yesterday I met one of the Choshev Rabbonim here in town. He said, "You're going to be talking about the Inyan of Amida B'Tefillah." I tell you, Ma'ase B'Didi Avovda. He said, "I gave a drosha in my Bisa Medrash after Shacharis, whenever it was, a few years ago." He spoke about the Indian of standing up during Kriyas HaTorah. Shulchan Aruch states that during Kriyas HaTorah, one should start, Mechaber says you can sit down, the Ramah brings down to stand up. The Mishaburah's Machriya, the Ikar Halacha is that you can sit down, but it's a Chumrah to stand up. And he said, I said over in the Shia that either stand, either sit. Mishaburah's Ikar Halacha is that you can sit down, and that's how I'm doing, I sit down. He said, something came up to me after the Shia. And he told me, you, Gedreitan, as Alchei Kreisen, that you know, to stand during Chazos, during Kriyas HaTorah. You make Yilu, you know, say, Barabim, I sit down during Kriyas HaTorah, as if that's the Lachatchila. You can say, you, there's two days, and the Mishabura says, Lachatchila, you can sit, as if there's no other day. He said, I listened, I heard what he said, and that was it. He said, I came home, the Srov said, I came home. It wasn't a long time, short while afterwards, I had a pain in my foot. A pain that I've never had before. He said, it kept on, the pain was there, for day after day, until I thought, perhaps it has some shaykhs to the drosha that I gave him, Abbas Medrash, somebody here, local Ravenstadt, perhaps there's some shaykhs to this drosha that I gave. He said, you know what, I'm going to be Mekabel, the Mekan Labo, I'm going to stand up from Kriyas HaTorah. Azeh B'ch Gizen, Azeh Zda Adi, Elachatchila to stand, I'm going to start standing up from Kriyas HaTorah. Mekachava, he stood up from Kriyas HaTorah, and from then, the pain disappeared. You see, what he meant to say was, if you talk about the Anhogis, which are in Klal Yisrael, places where Lechatchila is to stand up, even if there's a Lechatchila and B'dievet, then there's always Heterim, but one has to know what the Lechatchila is, and not Chas Hashem to be Mezalzel in a minute in Klal Yisrael. It's hard always, when you come to these halachas where there's always heterim, and the pasim do say if a person's feeling weak, or different lechatimsas, that it's muta, to say that it's a chiyuv. The pasim don't say it's a chiyuv, they refer to lechatchilas, but we know what the lechatchila is, then we can start making cheshbonos, when's the more, if a person does have to sit down, when is the best place to sit down, and when a person should try to exert himself to try and stand. There was once in Eretz Yisrael, when I had a excruciating pain in my back on Shabbos, I went to the local doctor, an Arab doctor, he gave me an injection over there, had a muscle that was drawn. I came afterwards, I sat down, Mincha, Shabbos Mincha, and there was a medrash, probably I was part of Fundamling Bechlal. I finished my Shemin Esra, I stood Shemin Esra, I sat down. It was one of these benches when Lava Sterin Smedish was specially made that even if there is somebody davening behind you, but it was Mechitza within three tfachim to the carcass, it was Muta al Pidin. I finished my Shemin Esra, I basically flopped down onto the bench over there. After davening, somebody came up to me and said, there's a person davening behind you and you sat down. I wasn't going to explain him exactly what my situation was. It's easy to judge somebody else to say he should be standing. But if a person knows what the lechatchila is, what one should try lechatchila to do, then it makes it easier. The Pirkei Rabbi Elazar brings down that some people have the minhag to stand the whole Yom Kippur. Brought down in Shulchan Aruch, people have the minhag to stand the whole Yom Kippur, and the Besiyasa says it doesn't even mean Shas HaTfilah, it means even at night. Even those who don't stand at night, others have the Chatchila, Akaponim B'Shas HaTfilah. The Chasim Sofer, his minhag was that he stood always during davening the whole Yom Kippur, and Sof Yomov, when he was already weak, and he was scared before Yom Kippur, he wasn't going to be able to stand the whole day. He was Matineda, he said this, even after he had his Satoros Nadorim, he was still able to stand that year in Yom Kippur. So that's Lachatchila brought down a Shulchanoch to try and stand in Yom Kippur. Even not standing in Yom Kippur, there's certain times when one's Mechuyev Apidin to stand, the Shulchanoch steht Beshas Vidu. Vidu is a time when the person is Mechuyev to stand. Others are makbid lechatchila always to keep their feet together after Kedusha until the Chazan finishes the Brocha of Atah Kodesh. The Eliyarabba brings down from the Maril and the Mashal that the minig was that they used to keep their feet together until after Brichas Atah Kodesh. I think it's a minig which is more noig by the Chassidim than by the Litvisha, more mukubel to keep your feet together. I got the Chazanish and others were makbid on it, but as they state in the Eliyarabba that the Maril and the Mashal were noig. When it comes to Yom Neroyim, it's a shver zach. How long till when? Till the end of Brichas Atah Kodesh is very long. Shlem Zalman writes, the brought down Alicha Shlem B'Vashem B'Vashem Zalman, that even those people that do keep their feet together and are marked with the whole year like the Maril, but when it comes to Yom Neroyim, for that length of time, it's hard to, one's allowed to, even those people that do, don't have to be Matanedas and Chatchila, that they can move before you come to Atah Kodesh. The Etzem idea is already brought down in the Mishneh Berurah. The Mishneh Berurah says that those people who are makbid l'chatchila after Kedusha, after Shemini Esrei, not to go back till Kedusha, says in the Mishneh Berurah, he brings down from Derech HaChaim, that even those people are makbid not to go back till after Kedusha, or Ben Yom Neroim, Hayois, they say Piyutim over there, you have to go back l'chatchila before, and says in the Mishneh Berurah, why? It's only l'chatchila. Others are making l'chatchila to go back after Dalet Amos. It's a chumrah which is, when you say Piyutim, it takes such a long time, you have to be makel. One would imagine that the most severe time to fit behind a person should be machmir, not to sit down, is when somebody is davening along Shemini Esrei behind you. Somebody is directly davening Shemini Esrei behind you, and along Shemini Esrei and Yom Neroim, it's shchech that people daven along Shemini Esrei, and you're finished already, you want to sit down. Is that lechatchila? Is it b'dievet? So interestingly enough, that's the easiest time, the easiest heter, the most lechatchila the time to sit down is when somebody is davening behind. Why? Because in Shulchan Aruch state, that if you do it l'tzerich tefillah, then it's mutter to sit down. What does it mean l'tzerich tefillah? It says in Shulchan Aruch that if a person says ezim mekoymen or other tefillahs, then you're allowed to sit down. Says the Kaf HaChaim, who are then if somebody sitting down in order to listen to Chazos HaShatz? That's also a key of tefillah. Dal chatchila deke Chazos HaShatz is Shemei HaKoina. So the person sitting down in order to concentrate better in Chazos HaShatz, that's a key of his tefillah. It's the equivalent of somebody else saying Geizu Mekayimun. So you're allowed to sit down. So the person sitting down. That's with Chazos HaShatz, yes, and Chalam, but with Chazos HaShatz, but all open up a sefer and say Tehillim when you sit down over there. But if you do it, let's say Tefillah, then one would imagine somebody davening behind is the hardest. It's not, that's the easiest. If you do it, let's say Tefillah, it's Mutter. The two main areas where it's Negea, the standing, and Yom Neroim for us, that's B'Shas Psichas Aron and B'Shas Chazos HaShatz. So let's dissect them, see each halacha b'fnei atzmoi, and then we'll see which one's more chomo and which one's easier, more lenient. The first is the halacha to stand up b'shas lo nakodesh is open. The Daki Moshe brings down in the section Hilchas Ne'ila, he brings down from the Maril that the halacha is that a person lechatchila should stand up, that the minig was to open up the Aron HaKodesh b'shas Ne'ila, says the Maril, and so to not only b'shas Ne'ila, b'shas various piyutim, choshev piyutim, says the Maril, we open it in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. This is a minig kodum, already the days of the Rishonim, that one used to open up, one opens up the Aron HaKodesh for gevissa tefillis. The reason for it is an Elef HaMogen from Rebbe Fram Zalman Magulias. He brings down, then says it's state Isa B'Svarim HaKadoshim. The reason is one opens up the Aron HaKadosh Baz downstairs, it opens up the Shari Shemayim Lamalo. We don't know what it means exactly, what effect it has, but it says in Svarim state you open it up, that's Mashpia Lamalo, that opens up Shari Shemayim. That's the reason that Rav Fram Zalman Magulias brings down the Levush in Hilchas Tfilas Aleinu, says that when it opens up the Aron HaKodesh, it's like a Kohen Gadol goes lifnai v'lifnim. The Levush says it, Legabe Tfilas Aleinu, he says really every time when we say Aleinu right the way through the year, one should really open up the Aron HaKodesh, because every Tfilas Aleinu is like going lifnai v'lifnim, but we don't open it up the rest of the year, because if we only open up in Yom Neroim, then it shows more of a chashivas, and we'll appreciate Aleinu right the way through the year to know that really it's also like an avoida lifnai v'lifnim. Now we see from the Levush that the avoida of opening up the Aron HaKodesh is an order that should be considered like we go lifnai v'lifnim. Mishneh Berurah has a chiddush in Hilchas Tefillah. Mishneh Berurah brings down from Neilas Tomit that if a person finishes Shemini Esrei and he hasn't yet said Oseh Shalom, Letzerich mitzvah, he's allowed to move away. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what's letzerich mitzvah? He said, one of his mishalim is that if a person goes to open the Onakadish, he says, Va'olam choshvin oisay le mitzvah ktsas, very interesting nusach of the Mishnah Berurah. He says, the Olam look at it as a mitzvah ktsas, and therefore, even before he's a shalom, if a person has a kibbutz of opening the Onakadish, he's allowed to move off his place to open it up. So we have a minig which is already brought down in the Kadmoinim. To open up that the Dak Moshe says that you open up the Arna Kodesh, the reason being either Lifnaiv Lifnim, because it opens up Shai Shemaim, and Mishabur calls it a mitzvah ktsas. There's a very interesting tshuva over Moshe Feinstein, where Moshe Feinstein, somebody asked him that there's a doctor, I imagine it was in America, he said the doctor who helped lots of Yidin, it was never a doctor who was a Yid, Bal Yecholis, but he was married to a goy, to a goiter. And he used to daven, we used to come to daven in the shul, and they couldn't be mechabit him with anything. Because what can you give him? You can't give him an aliyah l'teira. He's the chamumas. What are you supposed to do to such a person? And they were worried that if they're not going to give him a kibbut, then he's going to be a bal edikt, he's going to leave them. So they asked Ramosha, are we allowed to give him psichas arm? And the shaila being, are we over isa chanufa? The Gemara says, Mishnah says in Seita, that by the Machad Machabit, a person, Shalei Kedin, then Vaketa has the opposite effect. So the shaila was to be Machabit, this Roifa, who was married to a great of psichas arm, are you over isa chanufa? So Ramosha writes to them, very interesting to Tshuva, he says that you're not over isa chanufa, because isa chanufa is only when you being machnif, you the person with the issa. He's being over this issa, and you're doing chanufa to give him that same thing that is over. But over here, he was married to a goit, and he gave him psichas arm. The two things have no shaykhs. And what you're trying to be machnif him, sachakol, they should look after his Yiddish patients. There's no isa chanufa. They asked the same shayla to Ramosha Feinstein, they asked the same shayla to Rabbi Yashiv. And when they asked Shai Rabbi Yashiv, they said that Rabbi Yashiv held as nishdok in Issa Chanifa, which Rabbi Yashiv said, can zayn as Issa Chanifa is nishdok, aber da ona kodesh, man nehmt ona kodesh, man gebt zu a mensch, das hat chassel gait mit a goita, I mean von dem, als kann er isko kommen, a gute sach, chassel schallem besser, the Rabbi Yashiv has his ways, you think heal patient, he's the only one who can heal, these Yiddish patients, Rabbi Yashiv will find other people, but to be mechabed, somebody who's married to a goita, with a psichis oren, das is a bizoyen atayr, you see, but by us it looks like a pashat ha-maisa of opening up on HaKadosh, or by somebody with a bissl besser agation from state, as my mefant on HaKadosh, what effect it has, and it's g'day, even perhaps to lose somebody, a doctor who is very influential and does refuah to people in order not to do such a kibbut. So let's try and see what's the halacha over here, what's the chiyuv to stand up when psichas aron, and we'll see how to apply it. The makoy of standing up, the Ramah says, in Hilchos, Hilchos Kavod Rabbi, in Yoideya, he says that if the Sefer Torah is placed on a bima, says the Ramah, there's no chiyuv to stand up. Why? Because it's in Roshus Bifnei Atzmoy. Says the Taz, if the Sefer Torah is in Roshus Bifnei Atzmoy, when it's on the bima, so too, when the Sefer Orna Kodesh is open, and the Sefer Torah is within the Orna Kodesh, it's also Roshus Bifnei Atzmoy. It's higher than Ten Tefachim, it's more than Dalet Al Dalet. It's Roshus Bifnei Atzmoy, you don't have to stand up for the Sefer Torah. Says Reb Moshe, says that's what the Taz says. Says Reb Moshe, the Taz uses a lashon that's a minik of a minik Yisrael to stand up when a minik tov to stand up even when it's in the Orna Kodesh. Al Pidin, you're not mechuyav because the shus b'fnatz moy. The minik is to stand up. So to the Shatzin writes in Hilchos Kesatera, even though it's in a shus b'fnatz moy, but the minik is that one stands up. What is this minik to stand up? Is it chiyav? Is it not chiyav? So there's another tshuva in Chelikein Erechaim to Reb Moshe Feinstein, where there was actually yeshiva. They asked Reb Moshe that they're noik that during Ne'ilah they sit down. Is it a chiyuv? Is it not a chiyuv? Is it right? Is it wrong? Reb Moshe writes that it brings rise for it that when the Taz says the minig is to stand up, it doesn't only mean, he says there's various dagas of minogim. I'm only got a minig that's came out like a chiyuv. Kitnius is a very chomodic minig. You got other minogim which are lighter. He says the minig of standing up with the onakodesh is sachakel an hogateva. And he says even though it's a minig which is neskabel in Klal Yisrael, he says he's medag there in the days of the Ramah, and he says Mestoma was read in the days of the Goenim, but he says Hayes was only accepted in Klal Yisrael as an extra chumah to stand up with the Orna Kodesh is open, an extra way of being mechabed the Sefer Torah, therefore it remains that way and it's not a chiyuv. However, says Ramosha, but if people know to stand up, it's better to stand up when the Ona Kodesh is open, and rather do open the Ona Kodesh and Chatchila try and stand up. If you look at the Tshuva in Rav Moshe Feinstein, it looks like it's a fine anhoga to stand up, or bezicha, nothing that a person has to push himself too far in order to be mekayim this minik. In Avodas HaTfila from somebody in America, he writes over there in his psicha, Roshim that he had, he was a Talmud of Rav Moshe Feinstein, who davened akapona by Rav Moshe Feinstein, Sof Yomov, and he says, I was able to be next to the Rosh Hashiva, next to Rav Moshe, when he was already over the age of 80, and he was very shvach, and the Ona Kodesh is open for the whole Ne'ila, and Rav Moshe wasn't able to stand. So, but say, if you look at the tshuva of Rav Moshe says, it's sach hakol, not even a minig, it's an hoga teva. Kam zacharov sitzen. The Rosh Hashiva, everybody can understand why he's sitting down, because he's shvach. So he says, I looked at Rav Moshe, went out of the Bais HaMikdash. Rav Moshe, the Rosh Hashiva, in his own Bais HaMikdash, went out of the Bais HaMikdash, took a chair outside the door, and sat down during the Ne'ilah, in order not to stand in front of Aron HaKodesh, which is open. That's the same Rav Moshe who says, Api Halacha, it's not so chamor, im kol ze was machmir. So when it comes to Psichas Aron Avada, even though it's maybe not our teres chiyuv or besachat chila. However, the Aruch HaShulchan says that if a person is shvach, then a person is allowed to be meikel. When it comes to Chazor Sashatz, however, it's a shtickl more, the halachas are more chomor than just psichas aron. The Ramah brings down it's a mekuf chav dalet as yesh oimrim as kol ha'om yamdu k'shechoyza ashatz betzvila. He brings down his makoyis from a sefer called Agoyis Menhagim, and Agoyis Menhagim brings down the Yishalmi, and the Yishalmi says he doesn't understand. The person says, Adam was b'shuka kol ayim v'lo leia. A person is in the market the whole day, he's not tired. You come to the Bismarish, says the Yishalmi, all of a sudden we all turn tired. Says the Ramah that if the Yishalmi expresses itself that way, then when it comes to the Bismarish, all tired. Why so is, as the Yishalmi was bothered by the Nogim, what's he talking about? Chazor Sashatz, says the Nogim, that a person has to stand up lechatchilu when it comes to Chazor Sashatz. Mishneh Berurah, which is usually brings down 2 days, very interesting over there, brings down Sachakoyle Primogodim, who says, Primogodim says, Bavaniseno Rabim, the Minik Kadmoinim says the Mishneh Berurah wants to stand up during Chazor Sashatz. However, says the Mishneh Berurah that Bezmanenu Onu, first of all, we sit down, and he says, sit down, Yoshvenu Mesichin during Chazor Sashatz. The Mishneh Berurah is bringing down, Kilu, not another day, even though Avada, there's a Tzad Kula to sit down, but he was bothered by the Tzad, the fact that people were sitting down. And Maaser Rekeach brings down that they're very interesting, the Rav Avraham and Rambam, I don't know whether it's brought down in other places, but I saw last week quoted Rav Avraham in the Maaser Rekeach, I checked it up, Rav Avraham and Rambam says that his father was disturbed by the fact that people were sitting down during Chazor Sashatz. And because of that, he was Masakin Lechatchila in his Bais HaMikdash, that they started Chazor Sashat straight away, the whole tefillah, the tzibah together. The Chazan said loud in the Rambam's Bais HaMikdash, everybody said quietly the tefillah Lachash together with the Rambam, in order that the tzibah should be sitting down during Chazor Sashat and other things that took place over there. So we see already in the days in Trumas Adeshen, like Yitzhak brings down from the Trumas Adeshen, that in Trumas Adeshen's killer, everybody stood up over there. And he says, Mi Yodea, what was the Indian of standing up during Chazor Sashat? This kulus that a person can't in his shvach, there's allowed to sit down. Rabbi Yashiv Sof Yomov, when he was already 100 and things, used to stand up every Chazor Sashatz when he was weak. And he had to sit down. His first place to sit down was during Golein, he used to sit down. When he was even shvacher, he used to sit down during Boch Shoma. Boch Shoma was sitting down, and when he came to Chazor Sashatz, he was standing up. We imagine that the Chazor Sashatz is the easiest place. A Pialoch is the other way around. Chazor Sashatz is quite a chomudike zach. Even if the akul is to sit down. So when it comes to Chazor Sashatz, and a person has a choice of either standing up during Goleinu, during the times when the Ona Kodesh is open, or to stand up during Chazor Sashatz, of course there's kulis in both places, like the Och HaShochan says, and the Shenim say, if a person shvach, he can't sit down during Chazor Sashatz. But if the person has the option either to sit down during Chazor Sashatz, or when the Ona Kodesh is open, which when the Ona Kodesh is open, everybody jumps up, and Chazor Sashatz, perhaps other people, it's easier, easier going about over there. On that, Rabbi Lashe said, "Olam hofuch easy." That's okay. The halach is lachatchila. Chazor Sashatz is muchamu. If a person is shvach, he can sit down in all places. But if a person has an option, either to sit down in Chazor Sashatz, or when the Ona Kodesh is open, the lachatchila dikab time is to sit down during when the Ona Kodesh is open. And if even shvach, he'll sit down during Chazor Sashatz. Besides, for vidu in other places, which pesetzich is muchamu. So the tak is echazayin is mitzashem is mit. The alle psiches and the psiches on them and the scabbards and on them the twillis mit the shem zayna schnaz gule vishof und zahle.
Oh, very good.